Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we venture back in time to unwind with the ancient Greek myth of Zeus and Europa. A love story that will take us through wildflower meadows, over cerulean seas, and underneath the shade of towering cypress trees. Before we begin, however, let us take a few moments to unwind and find comfort in the space that we are in. Find a comfortable position in your bed. There is nothing you have to do now. Just listen to your body. You have no obligations. There is no to-do list. Right here, right now, you can let go and allow your body to do what it is naturally meant to do. You don't have to force it. You don't have to try any tricks. You can just listen to the sound of my voice and follow me on this wonderful, relaxing journey that we are about to take together. With your eyes closed and your body in a comfortable position, try and imagine a soft green light floating above you. This ball of light radiates warmth and wavers in the air, rippling and sending little streaks of light over the room that you are in. In its presence, you feel comforted, at peace. Take a deep, slow breath, and as you do, imagine that orb of healing light slowly sinking down, 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 until it is gently brushing the top of your head. It is, indeed, warm to the touch, like a fluffy blanket fresh out of the dryer, or a hot towel set on your forehead in the middle of a massage. As this healing light touches your head, imagine your thoughts as a ball of yarn. With the orb's touch, those tangled threads begin to slowly, slowly, slowly unravel. Feel the heaviness of those thoughts melt away as more and more tangled threads are straightened out. Finally, able to relax and be at ease. Feel the softness of these threads. Feel the pressure that was once inside your head begin to disappear. Follow that orb as it travels down, 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 down into your shoulders and chest. Feel your shoulders slack as they are no longer required to carry the weight of your day and obligations. Feel any sadness, anxiety, or frustration that has gathered in your chest melt into the mattress below you, allowing you to breathe a little deeper, a little freer. Feel the warm healing orb as it travels down your arms, unfurling your tense fingers and muscles, allowing them to relax. Then, relax in the sensation of your legs and feet as they do the same, slowly feeling looser and looser with every breath you take, until they are weightlessly sinking into the bed below you. Now that we have taken the time to unwind and find comfort in the space that we are in, let us open up our minds and begin. When spring swept across the vibrant landscape of Phoenicia, nestled against the azure waters of the Mediterranean Sea, it was hard to ignore. The city of Tyre stirred alive as those first few rays of spring sun washed over the bustling streets and flourishing countryside farms. The grayness of winter seemed to melt away in an instant, and wildflowers popped up in its place, swaths of them that stretched from the sandy coastline all the way up the hillside to the towering mountain peaks that could be found inland. It was as if the earth itself was rejoicing, putting on a new, colorful outfit for the glorious warm months that were to come. And in that spring wonderland, there was a young woman in the royal family who truly enjoyed it for all of its beauty and magic. Europa was the daughter of the king of Phoenicia, and as such, she lived a life that was brimming with innumerable comforts and opportunities for joyful days. But Europa wasn't the type of royalty to stay locked away in the castle, eating fine foods and lounging around until the sun set. Europa was a woman who relished in the freedom and beauty of the outdoors. As soon as the sun rose, she would be on her feet and out the door, eager to wander through the craggy mountains, the lush forests, and the long, fine stretches of meadows where the wildflowers were able to flourish. Most days, she would journey down, 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 down to the far corner of the family property, where she could escape from the prying eyes of her parents and the constant crowds of suitors that would gather around the castle, asking for her hand in marriage. Europa was a woman of immense beauty and intelligence, though she was not a woman interested in marriage with any of the suitors that came knocking on her door. She wanted to live her own life and have her own marriage, not one for political gain, not one as part of a business deal, one of affection and love and respect. So, instead of speaking with these suitors, she spent her days on the far corner of the family property, where she could hide behind the rows of fragrant lilac bushes and pass her time. This is where she felt most comfortable. This grove on the property was a particularly stunning one that few people ever laid eyes on. It was nestled at the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. The rows of flowering trees were peppered all the way up to the cerulean water and white sand beach. It was a private cove, one where Europa felt like she could actually be herself in silence. Although she wasn't truly alone, there were animals with her, the squirrels and sparrows, and songbirds who, too, were at home in this lovely stretch of wilderness. Europa felt like she had more in common with the animals around her than the people waiting for her in the castle. But there was one more reason Europa wasn't really alone. One reason that would not be brought to light until several months later. There was someone admiring her from afar. Zeus, who sat on his throne on the distant Mount Olympus, had been watching Europa for quite some time. Her immense beauty was the topic of many conversations among gods for several years. Zeus hadn't believed a woman of such beauty could possibly exist until he laid eyes on her. Her radiant dark hair and flecked green eyes immediately drew Zeus to her, unlike ever before. Though, the more he admired her from afar, the more in love Zeus fell. It wasn't just her physical beauty that Zeus was attracted to. It was the beauty of her caring personality. On more than one occasion, Zeus watched as Europa walked inland through the fields of flowers. She would grab a small leaf and dip it in the bubbling freshwater stream there, allowing the cool, clean water to gather on the leaf. Then she would walk back, tiptoeing to avoid spoiling the water, and she would set the leaf on the ground beside an exhausted bee, saving its life. She cared so deeply for the smallest, most insignificant creature that she would take a 30-minute journey just to provide them with a little fresh water. Zeus saw her do this time and time again, and each time he found himself falling more and more in love with her. He loved the way she would swing her arms as she walked, swaying gently in the flowing breeze like she herself was a daisy or a rose in the windswept field. He loved the way she would sing to herself as she dipped her toes into the cool, refreshing water of the Mediterranean Sea. The way the songs she made up were expressing her love of the land, her love of the ocean. Truly, he loved the way that she loved, with her whole heart, unaffected by the rules and expectations of her family and friends. Some days, he would watch her as she curled up under a juniper tree and closed her eyes. He'd see the rise and fall of her chest as she slowly, slowly fell asleep underneath the fragrant branches of the tree. Her fingers tangled in the grass around her. This continued for several months. The best part of Zeus's day was when he had time to admire Europa and check in on her. But one day, something changed. He tried to find Europa in the fields by the seaside where she normally would be, but she was nowhere to be found. Instead, she was in the castle. There were tears in her eyes, something that made Zeus's heart stop. Her parents were arguing with her, demanding that she get married the next day to a political ally. Furious and heartbroken, Europa fled out of the castle and ran across the meadow, tears streaming down her face. As she collapsed under a tree, exhausted and heartbroken, Zeus knew he had to do something. He couldn't bear the sight of her losing her future. And though it wasn't going to be easy, he knew what he was going to do next was right. In a surge of brilliant light, Zeus zipped across the Mediterranean as the sun set behind him. He landed in Phoenicia, hidden behind some trees away from Europa. And there, an otherworldly transformation took place. Zeus, the god of the sky and thunder, became a stark white bull, brighter and purer than freshly fallen snow. In the meadow, on the other side of the trees, Europa comforted herself by picking wildflowers and braiding them into crowns and necklaces. As she wove the stems under and over, under and over, under and over, under and over, The tears in her eyes slowly began to dry. She was so focused on the task at hand and at being gentle with the soft flower petals that at first she didn't even notice the bull standing before her. When she saw him, she rose to her feet in surprise. For a moment, she thought she had to be dreaming. The bull was so beautiful, so majestic and graceful and powerful in its movements, that she couldn't believe he was real. But it wasn't just the beauty of his coat and the elegance of his movements. It was his eyes. They looked so human, so full of wisdom, and so compassionate that she found herself walking toward the bull, taking slow, light steps. When she realized what she was doing, she paused, and then, only then, did the bull lower his head at her feet, bowing to the princess of Phoenicia. Seeing this movement of respect and understanding, Europa lowered her flower crown onto the bull's head, carefully and gently winding them around his horns. She felt truly connected to the bull at that moment, as if she were under a spell. She gently stroked the side of the bull's neck. His white fur was incredibly soft to the touch, like a silk cloth. For a moment, she stood there in silence, petting him and feeling her body relax as the anxiety and heartbreak of the day started to slowly melt away. She was starting to feel like herself again, finally distracted from the reality of the situation that was waiting for her at home. Ever so slowly, the bull then lowered himself down onto the ground. He gazed at Europa with a kind, gentle expression, wordlessly urging her to trust him, to take a seat on his back. Europa wasn't sure why. Perhaps it was her need to escape. Perhaps it was the magically calm feeling the creature gave her. But she climbed onto the bull's back, wrapping her arms around his neck to stabilize herself. She felt even more at ease then, like this was where she was meant to be somehow. Then, slowly, the bull rose to his feet. Europa was surprised when he started to move, and even more surprised when he stepped into the ocean before her. For a moment, worry began to crash over her, but that worry was brushed away the moment that the bull glanced over his shoulder at her, reassuring her. There was such calm and control in his eyes that Europa knew instantly she could trust him, that whatever was about to happen would be in her best interest. And as her home disappeared further and further behind them, until it was a mere speck on the distant horizon, Europa knew she was being saved. This creature, whoever or whatever it was, clearly had her best interests at heart. The journey was not an easy one. The waves of the Mediterranean Sea were as breathtaking, a kaleidoscope of dark blue, turquoise, cerulean, and aqua, as they were powerful. On occasion, a stray wave would crash over the bull and Europa, threatening to drag them under. But they stayed afloat. Europa would glance at the bull in disbelief, wondering how it was possible for a creature to be so strong, so resilient, that it could go against its very nature and power through these earth-crashing waves. Whenever a wave would splash against them, the bull would lift its head higher and back towards Europa, making it easier for her to cling to him. And though there were some scary moments on their journey, there were mostly beautiful ones. After a few waves, Europa no longer feared the strength of the sea, for she knew the strength of her savior was far more powerful. Instead, she took the moments of calm to gaze at the world around her and truly take it in. And my, was there a lot to take in. The sun was sinking closer and closer to the horizon, painting the sky and sea with swaths of color unlike any Europa had ever seen before. The cotton candy clouds were reflected in the glassy water. The brilliant pinks and oranges and purples were like a watercolor painting unfolding before her very eyes in both the sea and the sky. It was so breathtaking that she had to hold back happy tears forming in her eyes. In that sunset, at the end of this very long day, she saw her future, bright, magical, and peaceful. Before long, there was a dark speck on the horizon, silhouetted by the sunset. As they drew nearer and nearer, Europa could hardly hold back her relief and her happiness, for the island before her was a beautiful one and an otherworldly one. It was Crete, an island she had long heard tales of, an island she had long read books about, and now she was seeing it in person, not just in her dreams. It appeared as though impossibly tall mountains had sprouted out of the sea, reaching for the vibrant sky overhead. The sunny island was peppered with isolated sandy coves, towering rocky peaks, and lush meadows and forests. Much like her home, Crete was awash in the brilliant colors of spring wildflowers. But somehow, Crete was so different. It was as though Europa had been meant to be there her entire life. When they stepped onto the white sand beaches of an isolated cove, surrounded by towering white mountains, Europa stepped off the bull's back and lay down on the sand. She closed her eyes for a moment as she sunk her hands into the sand, which was still warm and comforting with the day's sunlight. When she opened her eyes, the bull was standing beside her, eyes glistening. "You've saved me," Europa murmured, the tears of gratitude and relief could no longer be contained. She closed her eyes once more as the tears coursed down over her sun-kissed cheeks. But then she felt a human hand gently wipe the tears away. "I could not stand by and watch you live a life you were not meant to live. You deserve to be free, to be happy," Zeus said to her. She opened her eyes in surprise to find something even more beautiful and graceful than the bull. In fact, the man standing before her was the most stunning thing she had ever seen in her entire life. And though she knew who it was almost instantly, she couldn't quite bring herself to admit it. He wore a classic tunic, though his was woven with gold silk and dotted with elegant gemstones along the sleeves and the collar. His muscles peeked out of the top of the gown, seemingly sparkling in the sunlight. And then there was his hair. Europa could see where the bull's snow-white fur came from. Zeus had long, angelic locks that were the same hue, so white and pristine that they almost seemed fake. His blue eyes seemed to bury into her in a way that made her feel more understood than she had ever been before. He was, indeed, a god. And somehow, that didn't make Europa feel mortal. "I am Zeus," he breathed, his voice as sweet as the nectar in the wildflowers around his feet. And I am Europa. I am indebted to you, she replied. But Zeus simply smiled at her, taking her hand gently in his own, as he replied, "You are not indebted to me. You are free to do as you please. However, there are some things you must know first." Europa followed Zeus as he led her through the small stretch of beach and up a flower-lined path. They walked further and further and further and further up the zigzagging mountain pass, around olive trees and juniper trees, underneath songbirds as they sang their beautiful songs, seemingly congratulating the couple on their safe arrival to the island. Europa was entirely aware of the feeling of Zeus's hand wrapped around her own, his large grip truly dwarfed hers, and yet it didn't feel controlling nor dangerously powerful. It made her feel safe, for she was a mere mortal and he a god. Yet she could feel their pulses beating in unison against one another. She wondered, as they walked in comfortable silence up the mountain, how truly different they could be. When they reached the top of the mountain, Europa had to take a moment to savor the view before her. On this isolated plateau, the tallest on the mountain, there was an evergreen tree. The tree's emerald needles provided a breathtaking contrast against the navy of the sea that stretched to the horizon. Below them, Europa could see everything, every valley and canyon and peak of the island below was aglow in the light of the setting sun. The island was a maze of oranges and pinks and purples, all mapping out the journey of day across the landscape. It was the most spectacular thing that Europa had ever seen. And as she took in the sight of the land and sea before her, Zeus took in the sight of her. She stood on her tiptoes at the edge of the mountain, as if that would somehow bring her closer to the view. Her fingers twitched against her collarbone as she took in delighted, shaky breaths, her sage eyes brimming with tears of happiness. In that moment, Zeus was once more reminded of what drew him to Europa in the first place. Her love of life, of the land. When she turned around and saw Zeus standing under the lone tree on the mountain, she felt at peace, though questions were swirling in her mind. Why had this God chosen to save her? Why had he brought her to this beautiful lookout? She approached him slowly, her hands outstretched to take his. He smiled at her as he spoke, his voice soft and smooth. I've been watching you for quite some time, Europa. I saw you many weeks ago, saving bumblebees by bringing them fresh water. I saw you lounge in the meadow, taking naps in the setting sun. I saw the way you looked at the world around you with such love and compassion, even from Mount Olympus. I could feel the warmth of your character, the light that you provide to this world. And slowly, my dear Europa, I fell madly in love with you. Europa couldn't believe what she was hearing. Her hands tightened on Zeus's as she gazed into his kind, gentle eyes. You fell in love with me? She asked, her voice quivering in the slightest. Zeus nodded, quietly assuring her, "Indeed, I did." In that moment, Europa was overcome with warmth and compassion. Zeus, the god of the sky and thunder, seemed entirely human in this moment. Vulnerable, honest, unlike anything she had ever seen him depicted as before. I'm not demanding anything of you, nor would I want you to lie about your true feelings. But Europa, my dear, I would be honored if you would spend the night here by my side. You are free to go back to your home if you would like, or stay here and make it your home, Zeus explained. Europa knew what she wanted. She sat down against the tree trunk, urging Zeus to sit beside her. They watched in content silence as the sun slipped down below the horizon, painting its final streaks of color across the night sky. Slowly, the orange sky became dark blue, then black. Stars began to appear on the inky black canvas, twinkling seemingly just above their heads. Europa rested her head on Zeus's chest, listening to the thump, 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 thump of his beating heart. Every so often, Zeus would raise his powerful hand, a hand that could cast lightning bolts and curses and magic too powerful for words. And he would simply play with Europa's glossy hair, gently. Europa could feel herself growing sleepy as they stared up at the stars together. Zeus smiled at her, running his hand down over her cheek and propping up her chin. I take it you intend to make this your home then? The god asked, with a smile. "Indeed, I do, and I intend to make it my home with you by my side, Zeus," Europa replied, once more resting her head on his chest. Zeus told her the truth in a hushed, caring tone. He could not stay in this paradise all the time. He had obligations to tend to on Mount Olympus. However, he would visit her often and would be with her in spirit every single day. If she ever missed him, she could simply look up at the sky and be reminded of his love for her. Europa was confused. She opened her eyes and turned them to the sky. Zeus raised his hand and flicked a single finger up at the inky black sky. With that motion, the sky began to glitter. Stars, glistening brighter than any other star in the sky, popped up. They moved like shooting stars, glowing a rainbow of colors that took Europa's breath away. The stars gathered into a shape, radiating brightly one more time before they sunk into place. Only after the brilliant display was over did Europa realize exactly what she was looking at. Zeus had created a constellation just for her. A constellation of Taurus, the bull. And though it was simply a few stars, billions of miles away, Europa could feel the warmth radiating from them. She felt safe and protected by them. "They will be there, looking down on you every single night, my love," Zeus promised, kissing Europa on the top of her head. That night, Europa fell asleep in Zeus's arms. Though Zeus himself didn't sleep, he lay there with her for hours, listening to the sound of her gentle breathing, feeling her draw him closer even in her sleep. It was a magical feeling Zeus had never felt before. How had a human captured his heart so fully and completely? By the morning, Zeus was gone, back on Olympus, where dozens of tasks awaited him. Though, when she opened her eyes, to her surprise, Europa found three gifts left for her on the island. There was Talos, an automation that circles the island's blue waters, protecting Europa from pirates or invaders at all costs. There was Lelaps, a hunting dog who never failed to provide Europa with a meal, and a javelin for her protection, which never missed her intended target. If the bull constellation over her head wasn't comforting enough, these gifts were another promise that Europa was safe, and this was her true home. Over the next few years, Europa lived on the island in complete peace. Zeus visited her whenever possible, spending the night with her underneath the evergreen tree where he had confessed his love all those years ago. From their beautiful union, Europa bore three of Zeus's sons, who admired their father and the island that they were able to call home. Though Zeus wasn't always by her side, Europa knew he was near, knew he was thinking about her. At night, she would take her children down to the shore where she had first landed with Zeus. They would sit in the sand and listen to the waves as they lapped the shore over and over and over and over. Then they would turn their gaze up the constellation above their head. Europa would hold her beautiful boys close as she told them all about their father and the journey he had taken across the sea to ensure that they could live a free life here. She told them of the woven flower crown, of the impossibly high waves, and of the kindness in Zeus's eyes. And as she told these tales, she could swear that the stars overhead shined just a bit brighter. I hope you've enjoyed this story, and it has helped you reach a night of peaceful sleep. Please join me again tomorrow for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.